Go on. Hello, and welcome to COJ Roleplaying. My name is Eric, and I will be your keeper of arcane lore as we continue our investigation into Call of Cthulhu. Part 2, The Darkness Beneath the Hill. Continuing on, we have our inquisitive investigators, starting with Goose. Who are you, Goose, and what do you do?
I am Dr. Jacob Gibson. I am a professor of occult law.
Okay.
I am Jacob Gibson. I am a professor of occult.
Very good. Let's go with Graham.
Hi, everyone. Graham Brown here. I play a character called Dr. Conrad Klein, a clinical psychologist and relationship counselor.
And we have Kate.
Playing Dottie Nelligan, a freelance journalist.
Excellent. Mark.
With Donald Kennedy, formerly lieutenant. Lieutenant.
And rounding it out, Steve.
Hi, I'm playing Dorian Dunn. I am the group's heavy.
That is correct. You are the group's heavy.
Okay. It's sad I had the editor yelling for me from behind and redo the opening again.
I want to hear about this occult law. Is it like bird law?
Almost.
All right. When last we left our inquisitive investigators, they had showed up in the town of Providence, being told that a gentleman by the name of Joshua Winscott was in the midst of having a discovery beneath his house. They found out that there was tunnels that apparently were connected to the basement of the house that had been bricked over. And a little bit of investigation within the town of Providence at the two local libraries, they found a bunch of history about the slave trade as it related to Providence, Rhode Island, as well as a letter written by an associate of one of Joshua Winscott's ancestors, the ancestor who owned and built the house originally, who was part of the slave trade, to another one of their associates about the misfortunes that creating the tunnel system had caused, but not very heavy on the specifics. We just know that things did not go well. And as the investigators closed out the day and started the next, they went back to the Winscott house to find that Joshua Winscott was no longer inside. In fact, he had left them a note saying he was so excited that he started exploring early without it. He started exploring early without them. And finding some cigarettes stubbed out at the entrance to the tunnels, our investigators look into the darkness. Well, guys, here you are. What are you going to do?
Light up the flashlights and lanterns and things.
Very good. You see what's in front of you seems to be actually a standard built, looks like someone built this tunnel. It is very much square. This part seems to have been naturally built up by people. This is not a natural cave formation. And it goes to your left and to your right.
Oh, okay. So it's hilly around here. Can we tell which, if we go one way or the other, do we know which way is downhill? Or can we see in the tunnel if we go up or down?
At the moment, this seems to be fairly level.
Okay.
Fairly level. Like what you could accomplish, you know, more than 100 years ago from the 1920s with hand tools. This portion has been specifically constructed by people.
When Josh left the note saying that he'd be in the tunnels, he didn't happen to mention which way he was going?
Nope.
Of course not.
He's exploring. He's having a great time.
I think we should follow cigarette butts if we can.
If we can. Well, you can, looking around, you don't see any cigarette butts here.
Actually, is there any scent of a cigarette at all?
No. No, you don't smell any lingering scent of cigarette smoke.
Do we call out? Who's got the loudest voice?
Probably the Irish guy.
Probably.
I know several Irish people, and they're all loud.
French people.
I'll call into the hallway. Josh?
Josh? Josh? No reply.
I'm assuming that the ground is dirty. Are there any tracks?
Does anyone have the tracks? Anything under the track skill?
I have 10%.
Okay, you can all roll your track skill. You all have 10%, I believe.
Yeah, so, default 10%.
Yep, give it a go.
What if they're hidden tracks?
I don't think 69 is below 10.
Nope.
Nice.
50.
I went so far the other way, I can't get any higher.
You rolled a 100?
Yep.
Oh, wow. The good doctor is currently examining the ceiling.
So is the other good doctor, because I got 97. Oh.
Yes, you both are very, very much... In spite of how old this is, this ceiling is fairly well constructed.
Someone did a good job here. This is good.
Yeah. How did Mr. Kennedy do, Mark?
49.
So it's looking around, in spite of the fact that there is some dirt and dust and debris around, you don't see any tracks. Sorry.
All right. That was a good idea.
Oh, that's an excellent idea.
Well, I guess we just
flip a coin.
Yep. Pick a direction and start in that way.
Left or right?
No, Graham. Conrad had flipped a coin and said left. So
said left. Okay.
Yeah, let's go left.
All right, so you start turning left. It doesn't take you very long to find that, oh, no, this is the dead end of the tunnel. You get about 50 feet, and it's a dead end. It moves into what seems to be an actual piece of cave system, but it doesn't go very far. So,
okay, so I guess turn around and go back the other way.
Very good.
Can I roll for a spot hidden before we go anywhere?
You can, sure. Go for it.
I got a 32.
32? What's your skill level?
45.
In spite of the success of your spot hidden roll, you do not see anything of note in this area. But you guys continue progressing. 50 feet, 100 feet, 150 feet. As you continue along, you get to about 200 feet, and you all have flashlights, you come across what appear to be some human remains.
Oh. This truly is the Underdark.
They are not fresh remains. These are skeletal bones.
Okay.
You see that based on what's there, they seem to belong to about 6 people. And around 3 of their limbs are iron manacles.
Oh, chained to the wall?
Nope. Just
okay, they're shackled. Sorry.
They're shackled, yeah.
These wouldn't be the same guys from, like, the, was it the 1786?
If someone would like to make a science, biology, or medicine roll, you can estimate the age of these bones.
Oh, okay.
I know one of you does have a medicine skill. So.
Yes. I've got 51.
I can't make that medicine roll.
Okay, that's 33 out of 51.
33 out of 51. You can determine that, they seem like they might be about 150 years old. That's roughly around the correct dates when the letter spoke of.
How intact are these skeletons?
They seem to be largely intact. There doesn't seem to be any limbs missing or anything like that. You know, there are animals that come along and, like, gnaw flesh off bones and stuff like that. You know, they're not pristine skeletons. They're aged. They've been here a long, long time.
Yeah. Got a funny feeling about this.
That letter also said that not everybody was accounted for. So there definitely might be.
Well, it definitely sounded like there was more people in the group, according to the letter, that went missing than six. Six, if you were smuggling slaves, three slaves on a smuggle run would be a pretty poor economic decision. That's a lot of risk for very little reward. I suppose I should have made you roll for that, but I've given that nugget away. There'll be no more.
Are there any keys laying around anywhere for the manacles?
No, you do not spot any keys.
I'm sure by now the manacles are rusted. So even the lockpicking lawyer couldn't open those.
Oh no! They're we're in a damp cave system and it's iron.
Don't talk shit about the lockpicking lawyer.
Yeah, you could probably open it with an orange.
How heavy are they? Or are they in? Are they just effectively just trash at this point?
You mean like what? Like could they be reused or something? Or what are you looking?
Could they potentially be reused, or worst case scenario, if I were to grab the chain and swing it, would it have enough heft to do some hurt?
It's fairly rusted. If you swung them around, there's a possibility that one manacle would come separated from the other.
Okay. So yeah, they're pretty much just junk.
Yeah, they've been left in a damp cave for a long time. They're not in good condition. You can see rust stains at the bottom of them.
Okay.
I guess carry on then.
Okay. You can keep moving along down the tunnel.
It still looks man-made?
No. This is now branched into an actual cave system. I'm sorry. I apologize. After you started another 50 feet, it turned into an actual cave system that you're now in.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Because that might have changed what you guys wanted to do when you got to the remains.
Is it, like, there's no branches, right? Like,
If you want, I will allow you to make a spot hidden roll at the remains.
How about a navigation roll?
You can make a navigation roll. Absolutely, you can.
Nope.
No?
How about I try a spot hidden roll?
Sure, go for it.
I also...
No.
No.
I rolled a 65 on my navigation.
That's a no then.
I got a 31.
31? Is that a spot hidden? Oh, you've got a great spot hidden, don't you?
Yeah. That's a difficult success. The middle one.
Middle one. Okay. You do notice that, let's talk about the things you do notice. You notice that there, on some of the clothing as you're looking around, you notice that there seem to be tear and blood stains on some of the clothing, indicating that some of the owners were not in good spirits, amazingly enough, when they were in these caves. You also notice a Turkish cigarette by one of the bodies, which leads your eyes to what looks like a shadowy nook. And as soon as you shine your flashlight into it, you realize that's not a nook. That's a tunnel. And that goes kind of downward.
How fresh is the cigarette?
How fresh is the cigarette? You pick it up. It is not warm, but it's definitely from today.
So there's a nook on the side that Dorian has found.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's not a nook. It is a tunnel entrance. It is a branch.
Okay, so that's the first branch that we have noticed.
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
So all I wanted to know is if we turned around and walked back, like, there's only one path we can take.
Yes, there's only one path that you know of going back that way.
Okay.
And we've been chalking our way all those since.
Well, we've been smoking cigarettes and dropping the butts, right?
It's 1920s. I'm not going to disallow you guys from being smokers. Pretty much everyone's smoking.
Everyone smokes like it's a cure for cancer. I mean, come on.
All right. You found yourself at essentially a T-intersection. What would you like to do?
How big is this side passage?
You figure a couple of people could walk shoulder to shoulder. You're looking at like 6-7 feet across. Easy okay. Walking, two abreast.
So it's not like a small.
No, you're not spelunking through a cave. Like you're not crawling through an opening.
Okay.
It was just very, very well shadowed and difficult to see.
Shine my flashlight in, and is there any cigarette butts or anything indicating that Josh may have gone that way?
You found one at this point. There is not another one to indicate that he continued further on. Cigarette butts aren't that big. You know, it's hard to see them at a distance. There's a tunnel that goes. There's a new tunnel direction that goes that way. There's the other direction which would keep going.
Well, do we want to continue along the main tunnel, or see where this goes?
I think we should check the scary one.
One vote scary?
Yeah. Yes, the scary one.
Two votes scary.
Yeah.
All
three
right.
Votes scary. Excellent.
That's the majority of the group.
Majority rules. Let's go down the scary tunnel.
All right, so it leads downward. It's a downward sloping passage. It has twists and turns, and it keeps going. You figure you've gone about maybe half a mile, and you've descended, if you had to estimate, maybe 200 feet. Yeah, you're walking now. You've been walking for a good 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And you figure you've probably gone down about 200 feet vertically downward.
Ooh.
You come to a bend, and there's a steady, dim light ahead. The passage seems to straighten out, and the light seems to get a little brighter. But you can't see where the light is coming from.
So it's around the bend, or have we come around the bend?
You're starting to come around a bend, and it's starting to straighten out. The light is getting brighter, but you can't see a source for it. And as you finish coming around the bend, it seems to open up into an enormous chamber.
Cool.
So let me drop something into the chat for you guys. I think it's this one. Oh, wait, no, I have to wait one. Sorry.
Teased.
I did tease, didn't I? Let me double check. Yeah, it's not that one yet. We'll get there, don't worry. So this hall is filled with an ambient light that seems to be emitted by lichen. It seems to cover good portions of the walls and ceilings, or walls and roof of the tunnel, whatever you want to refer to it as. And it's dimly lit, as if the area was filled with lit candles. That's how much light you have. Yeah, it seems to be producing a dim candle light.
Bioluminescent fungi.
Exactly.
Seen a lot of that lately.
So you do not need your flashlights or lanterns. You can certainly continue to use them, but you could see without them at this point.
What seems to be in this room? Anything in particular, or is it just a big empty cavern?
Ah, well, there we go. That leads us as we continue on. As you enter, you can see the walls seem to have been decorated with intricate carvings, including the natural columns that seem to tower up to the ceiling. That is 100 feet above you. It is a vaulted room.
Hmm.
It is huge. The carvings all seem to be very old and are covered with lichen. And much of the fine work appears to have been damaged. And around 50 feet of the eastern wall seems to have collapsed, obliterating the carvings that were in that portion of the passage.
I'm going to make an occult roll to see if I recognize anything.
What you would need to roll would be an archaeology roll.
I'm not going to make that roll.
Oh, I have skill in that.
Okay, you can make an archaeology roll.
I got 1%.
Yeah, 21. I've seen a lot of things over in the Western Front.
That's right.
Yeah, 6 out of 21.
6 out of 21. Very well done.
Well, that's almost a major critical success.
Almost.
Almost. But a hard success will do. So these carvings are extremely ancient. One of the things you got to do when you were in France was you got to see the cave paintings that were actually in the Neander Valley. So you got to see some old stuff.
Mm.
You are considered extremely lucky. And I'm saying this because you actually got to make the roll, which is outstanding. It's how you can come to this understanding that these carvings predate those paintings by the looks of them. They look older, much older. And it seems to be far more advanced than the primitive art you saw in those walls.
That doesn't make any sense.
One of the things you also note is serpent motif seems to be quite prevalent in these carvings.
Circle motif?
Serpent.
Serpent.
Serpent, yes.
Mega.
Just another snake cult.
Brotherhood of the Snake.
It seems the certain symbols seem to be serpent symbols seem to be repeated. You would think that they have some kind of specific meaning. And a white crescent appears on many of the more elaborate serpent carvings on the forehead of the serpents.
On the forehead.
There are also abstract geometric designs, zigzags and spirals that accompany the carvings. I think some of the carvings could form some kind of script, potentially. Curvilinear script, perhaps, but not something you can understand. There is a possibility for a Cthulhu Mythos roll here, but only one of you has it, and it's a really low score.
It's 2%.
You can try to make it if you want.
What else am I going to do? I roll 48. That's what I'm going to do.
That is not going to do anything. It is completely foreign to you. With having glanced through one Mythos tome once, this is not a surprising outcome.
All right, I'd like to sort of sketch a little bit of what I see.
Absolutely. Go ahead. Make some sketches.
All right.
Exits from this big cavern. Does it look like there are any?
Yes, there is an exit from this cavern. There seems to be a small chamber off to your right. And there is a continuation. If you were to look at the chamber, it's kind of a vertically long chamber. If you were looking on a map, it would be vertically long, and it kind of trails out at the bottom, going somewhere else, but you can't see where.
So straight through then, far side.
Straight through? Yep, far side. There is a continuation.
Well, let's take a look at this side chamber then.
There doesn't seem to be anything.
Much. Is it completely silent in here other than us?
You hear the occasional drip. But no, you don't really hear anything.
No bats, no mice, no...
scent of smell.
Turkish cigarettes? Have you seen any Turkish cigarette butts?
How much time has your character spent in caves?
Zero. It
smells like a cave. It smells a little musty, you know, like there's water present. But, you know, there's not standing water. It's just kind of moist down here.
Mm-hmm. Moist.
Moist, yes. The side changer off to the side really doesn't have much of anything in it. The fact that I'm only describing it because it's on the map and it doesn't really have anything for it in the notes. So it is wholly unremarkable.
Just there.
So there's carvings in here with a serpent motif.
It does, certainly seems to be strong in places. It certainly seems to be recurring. If you were to see other things, it would not. There's nothing that has as strong a presence in it as the serpent does.
Okay.
Jacob's going to draw that serpent on a piece of...
Sure.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, two of you doing that. That's fine. Yeah. I won't even make you draw an art check.
Is it such a thing? Oh, there is.
There absolutely is. But you're not trying to create art. You're just trying to generally put down
what it is.
Actually, you know what? Both of you make a luck check, and we'll just see how well you guys do.
Can't roll two of the 10 dice together.
No, you can't. You two, Mark.
Oh, I'm one of the you two?
Yes. The two of you were drawing.
I was drawing.
Yes.
Writing arcane symbols.
31.
So that's under your luck score. Your drawing comes up pretty well.
Good.
25.
Your drawing comes out quite well as well. Yeah, I think you both. Well, you definitely got a hard success. Have to check something here. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you got half as well. You both have. It's a pretty good representation of what's there. I mean, it's not going to win an art prize or anything, but you got the
documentation only.
Yep.
All right, so let's put some pieces together here. So Rhode Island was big into slavery until the 1840s. Elijah Winscott built this house in 1796. He died 15 years later. And we know that there's a group of – we can't account for – a number of slaves can't be accounted for, correct? And there was some unspecified trouble.
I would say more than just some slaves. Three overseers would not have been enough either. So slaves and overseers would likely be missing.
Okay. And now we've run into this snake cult-looking shenanigans.
Not just snake cult-looking shenanigans. Ancient snake cult.
Yeah, fair enough. Ancient snake cult. Carvings
from the time before the oceans drank Atlantis.
Something about Yig.
That was something about Conan, but yes.
So it's a snake cult.
Yes.
Brotherhood of the Snake Band by Testament.
Good album.
One of my favorite thrash albums of all time. Love it.
I'm loving the look of fascination in Kate's eyes. Like, who are these people?
Like, I get little puzzle pieces each week. You know what I mean?
It's the best album of 2016 and probably the best of the decade for me. Oh, fantastic.
You recommended to be at dinner the one time.
Sorry, Kate?
Which album was it?
Old school, second generation thrash band called Testament. The album title is Brotherhood of the Snake.
Okay, so, should I make my partner listen to this album all tomorrow while we're driving between sites?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I would.
Is she going to hate me?
I don't know.
Does she like trash?
I don't know.
What you
I was the captain of the
to.
Ship. I was DJing a request today, so.
If she normally listens to Taylor Swift, I'm going to say no.
True that.
All right, noted.
Okay, so are you all continuing deeper into the cavern?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the exit's on the far side, right? So we'll make for the exit.
Okay. As stated earlier, the caverns are damp. There are stalactites and stalagmites and other cave formations formed that are formed by water throughout the area. Generations of lichen growth seems to give the floor a nice, a loamy coat. So as you're stepping on it, you seem to be feeling less rock under your feet, and it gives has a bit of give to it as you're walking on it. You get the impression that the floors also can be slippery because it is damp.
Tread carefully.
Yeah. It's if we come into a point where you decide to run, there may be dexterity checks.
Oh no.
Hmm. Oh no, indeed. There seems to be evidence that the stone has been worked.
Worked recently, or does it look like old?
Old, yeah. This looks old. But it's not that someone took a... All of it's not that someone took a cave wall and carved on it. It might very well have been worked so that carvings could be placed into it.
So this is the floor and the sides?
The floor and the sides seem to have been worked, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you can't really see the floor so much. The floor seems to be covered in... Well,
oh, yeah, we're walking on the moss, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and there's moss on the walls, too.
Okay.
No one has a science geology skill, do they?
Geology?
No.
I'm
rocks come that. From space, right?
There we go. That's what I'm expecting from all of you.
I know about space rocks.
Very good. Okay, so you find yourself moving down out of that chamber. It's a bit twisty and turny. It's not an even path at all. It curves around. It seems to be very much following the natural route of the cavern. It has not been carved out to be a linear line. And you find yourself into another larger area. And now I can draw something into the chat, because you find something that looks very much like... Computer's being slow. There we go. Looks very much like that.
Ooh. Oh, so we found this in front of us.
Yeah, you found a wall that looks very much like this.
Oh, yeah, upright T-Rexes.
Oh, well, nope. That depends.
It's a snake menorah, and T-Rexes.
Lizard folk praying around it. Snake folk praying around it.
So, if you can all give me an intelligence check.
Okay. Hard success, 33.
Hard success, that's one. An education check. Your 33 is still the same, but your education is pretty high.
Oh, education.
Yeah, sorry.
Rolled 2 10 dice. Didn't help.
Oh, no, that's not going to help. 33 should still be...
Yeah, 33 is half of 70. Or below half of 70, yeah. Yep.
55,
that's below. Dottie, how'd you do?
44.
I think that's below your education score. Dorian?
I rolled an 88.
Okay, that's a no. Dattled?
35. Hard success.
Hard success. Okay. Well, you guys who succeeded recognize the larger figures to be dinosaurs. Including pterodactyls carrying hapless serpent people away. This ancient yet accurate representation of dinosaurs, not dinosaur skeletons, of dinosaurs, causes you all to realize the gravity of how ancient this must be, and now you got to make a sanity check.
Oh. Sanity check. 32.
Who failed?
That's a pass. You do not have to make the check because you did not really grasp the understanding of it.
Nope, 26. I am...
26, you're good. Kate?
68.
68. Is that below your sanity?
No, it's not, because that's 80.
Okay. Mr. Kennedy?
93 out of 60.
No. Okay. For those of you who did not succeed, we'll use the Daniel bits. You lose 3 sanity points. Because her dice roll well for me right now.
So we've come to the end of the tunnel then. This is at the end?
Well, this is a wall inside this.
Inside the second room. Okay.
Sorry. Yes, yes.
Well, damn.
And continues on, you see that it shows that serpent people abandoning their cities above ground to the reptiles and migrating underground, creating a new homeland under the earth. It almost seems like this is a history of events that happened. It definitely tells a story anyway.
I'm going to have to talk to the anthropology department at the university. They'll be very interested in this.
It might very well be.
Going to jot this wall down too.
Sure, give me another luck check.
Eight.
Oh, woo. Very good. You're definitely capturing the finer details of what this seems to show.
Saw the double zeros. I got really, really scared.
don't worry. You can get them out of the way right now with stuff that is, on the whole, instead of combat, quite meaningless. All right. So you've encountered this. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Dorian's just muttering to himself about Snake Jesus.
It certainly seems blasphemous in your view. Okay. So, now that you have found your way into this room, it does seem that the it does keep continuing. There is a continuation heading along in the same direction, general direction that you're going.
Have we seen any cigarette butts?
Roll a spot hidden.
Spot hidden, okay.
Thirty even, which is just a regular success.
Yeah, you did find one in this room. There is one. Right in front of this carving, actually. You get the idea that possibly he smoked a cigarette while examining this.
Yeah, I rolled a 69, which is just a regular success as well. So,
same thing. You don't clock it quite as fast as the good doctor does, but you notice the cigarette too.
How much time has passed since we entered the tunnel from the basement?
We'll see.
Hour and a half or so.
Been traveling about an hour. Well, you've had some drawing time in there, too. Let's call it an hour and a half.
Okay. Because if we have to go half a mile in a tunnel 200 feet down, probably going to take a while.
Yeah, maybe it's more like 2 hours. Yeah. You still got a good chunk of the day ahead of you. It's still morning.
All right.
Like, and the distance between where you were in that last chamber to this one, it's only been like 100 feet. Like, that distance to get to this big carving was about 100 feet from that last chamber.
All right. Well, I guess we keep going and keep trying to find our friend Josh.
Okay.
Have any of us done a spot hidden in this cavern yet? Yeah. Okay, never mind.
The good doctor just did one. He found a cigarette butt.
Okay.
So as you progress along, you find yourself... I went too far. There we go. You find yourself coming around, and suddenly you get to a point where the cavern floor drops. It's not something you are going to fall over the edge of, but it does descend 20 feet vertically and then continues along.
Oh, there's a drop.
Yes.
We got rope before we came, right?
Mm-hmm. You did.
We still don't hear anything, do we? It's all been quiet?
Nope. Nothing going on here.
Is it the floor still really mossy and lichen-y or whatever?
Yep. Yeah. It helps. It allows you to see this drop in addition to your own flashlights and lanterns.
Am I the smallest person? Should we lower me down via rope?
Oh, let's see. Size-wise, who's what? Actually, you are a tie with Dr. Gibson. You both have a size of 40. So you're roughly at a tie. So whoever would like to go down first can go down first. I have no problem. I'm assuming you want to tie rope to, like, a slagmite? Or
yes,
some other kind
rocky
of
outcropping that rocky can serve as a base.
Yep, you can do that.
And Dorian will anchor.
Sure, absolutely.
So, I'll back up the stalactite, and if I need to, somebody starts screaming, I can haul them up.
Okay. Because you're the one backing it up, I would like you to make a luck check for me.
Okay.
Let's go with the rope.
Nope.
I rolled a 2.
A 2. The knots are secure. They're solid. You're there ready, but you notice that the rope and the slag type are doing all the work. You don't have to do any of the work. And yep, you all can descend using the rope. I'm not even going to call for a dexterity check.
Okay. All right.
But I wanted to use that climb skill.
If you really want to, you can.
No, I don't.
You're 30?
No, just the 20.
Default.
Okay, I guess we get down and take a look around. And...
Okay. This is annoying because I have the map on one page. And did I save it somewhere? Was I smart? No, I wasn't.
Others.
Nope, I wasn't smart. So I'm scrolling back and forth to get to my map. Okay. So you find yourself, and the cavern seems to have straightened out. Like, this is much more purposefully built. So it looks like they took the cavern and decided to carve straight linear lines for this chamber that with the descent, and then another chamber running, let's call it north-south on a map. So you enter into what seems to be a bit more of a deliberately carved passageway.
Okay.
And it seems fairly long. I'd say about 150 to 200 feet long. And you can see coming up to it, there is a branch off to your right. And as you come up to that branch, you kind of notice a branch off to the left but further ahead, like maybe another 20 feet further ahead.
So right is first and left is a little further ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Is the floor still the same?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's okay. Well, I guess Conrad wouldn't know, but
This seems like a little less loamy, but still loamy.
Josh is nuts to have come this far all by himself.
Really keen.
But how would he
have made it down without the rope? Because we just used rope to get down here.
He might have more than 20 in a climb skill.
Who's to say? Maybe when you catch up to him, you can ask him.
Did we keep on the main drag? See where it goes.
It's up to you.
Yeah, I think if we continue the same way.
Yeah, the same way? Give me a quick second here.
I'm still marking our way through the hall, though.
Sure.
Chalk.
Yes, I do recall that you brought chalk. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because you are carrying flashlights and lanterns, good on you. You do not need to make a spot hidden check to notice that there is a sinkhole coming up in front of you.
Hmm.
And it seems to drop into a small little chamber about 10 feet below. It's about 20 by 30 feet.
So the tunnel kept going straight, and now we've just...
Yeah, it went straight. There was a branch off to the right, and then there was a branch off to the left. Now, in the middle of the passageway, there is a sinkhole, essentially.
Can we get by the sinkhole if we wanted to?
If you just walk carefully around, you know, not rushing, if you just walk carefully past it, no problem.
Okay.
You can get past it.
Steve, your mic's muted.
You said there's a chamber underneath the sinkhole?
Well, you see that the area of the sinkhole is about 20 to 30 feet in size.
Okay. Can I see anything, like, down the hole?
It's kind of hard to see what's down there. You can see that it's rubble strewn. There seems to be actually some of the carvings on the wall are actually down in that chamber.
Hmm. Do we want to send somebody down to check it out?
We could drop a lantern down on a piece of rope that might illuminate it a little better.
That'd be the best bet first, yeah.
There you go. First. Okay. You can most certainly do that.
Dorian's going to lay down on his stomach and kind of edge his way up to the edge of the sinkhole so that he can like have a closer view, I guess.
And just out of curiosity, how noisy are you guys being? Are you guys being quiet? Are you talking in hushed voices? Are you talking in normal voices?
Since the ground is covered, I'm sure we're all doing sure footing, so it would be slower than normal walking.
Okay.
I also think we might be talking in a little lower tone because we don't know what the echo would be like in this hallway.
It's very true. Okay. So you guys are trying to keep quiet. Mm-hmm. Or keep quiet-ish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like we're listening as well, right? I've been asking if I can hear anything, so we don't want to make too much noise.
Okay.
The pals don't make too much noise.
Hearing and smelling.
Okay. So you guys are lowering a lantern down into the sinkhole. And as I described earlier, there seem to be carvings, with the same kind of motif as you've seen earlier on. And it is rubble strewn. It does look like the some rocks and whatnot have fallen in. Perhaps a stalactite has fallen down and shattered the bottom of this. But there doesn't seem to be anything of particular note on the bottom of this sinkhole that you can see from up there.
Meh. All right. Edge around and continue on our way.
You got about a 3 foot wide on either side of the sinkhole that you can get around.
Okay. No problem.
Mm-hmm. One at a time on either side you can get through. As you get to the end of this straight passage, it branches off to the left and right.
All right, so we've come to a T intersection then.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you have two passages behind you that go to the left and right, and you have two passages where you are now that go to the left and right.
Hmm. Heck, we'll go left.
Here or further back?
Here.
Here? All right.
What the heck?
Everyone's good with that?
Sure.
Right on.
Okay.
Marking our way in.
So you are moving into what seems to be a series of connected chambers. And at first sight, getting into it, it's kind of filthy in here, strewn with debris and refuse, and it doesn't really smell very good as you're walking in.
Is there any signs of somebody been down here?
Oh, recently? It definitely looks like something's been down here. Whether it is somebody or something, you're not quite sure right away until your light kind of sweeps across and you notice there's a bunch of creatures in here. I'll drop you a picture.
Creatures.
Shine light on them. It might kill them. They've been in the dark for a long time.
It's bioluminescent down here. It is not exactly dark. Look like?
This. Ape man.
Kind of look like that.
Mole man.
You look at them, and you've all kind of been to a zoo, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So you've seen like a gorilla and a chimpanzee or an orangutan. These kind of look like what would happen if you jumped up the evolution of a gorilla or a chimpanzee or an orangutan to be human-ish.
Vanderlei Silva.
Not as big, though. They're significantly smaller than the average human. But as you're looking around, there's quite a few of them. And some of them don't seem to be very happy that you're here. And they seem to be making kind of rudimentary, like, grunting, like, sounds at you guys. They don't want you in here, and they're getting pretty aggressive. A couple of them have picked up clubs. There's about six of them now who definitely want to come at you, because that's what they're doing right now.
So they're, like, child size, then?
No, not child size so much. Think of, well, if I had to give them a number for a size, they're out of, say, Dottie and Jacob are a size 40. These things are a size 20.
Okay. Well, Tom Conrad's a tall, skinny guy.
Yeah. They look roughly on par of strength. Actually, do a medicine roll for me just quickly.
Medicine?
Yep. This is more of like your training with anatomy to be able to gauge the strength of these things.
Is that a critical? No, it's not. It's hard success.
Hard success? You would gauge their strength to be roughly equivalent to that of Dottie, Jacob, and Donald.
Oh, okay.
In a pinch, they're roughly that strong, but they're smaller.
And numerous.
Numerous, like... They're all over in this area, but only a few of them are getting really aggressive with you.
Shall we just back out of here?
It's up to you. What do you guys want to do? They're coming towards you. They're menacing.
Something tells me they might be good at climbing.
Something tells me if we fire a gun in here, it's going to be like super loud.
Who's got intimidation? Can someone intimidate them?
Oh, I do.
I can.
You can try. Let's see. What do they have here that would... They are making noise, too. They're not being quiet. They're, like, hooting and grunting.
Okay.
Dorian's going to step further along.
Dorian's going to step forward and just, like, mimic their grunt and then, like, scream and try and be big.
Bigger.
Effectively say, don't mess with me.
Okay. Make an intimidation check.
I can do that. 62, so regular success.
Regular success, okay. Okay. With the regular success, I'm going to say three of the ones without the clubs start backing off, but the other three, two with clubs and one without.
They're coming.
Because it's only a regular success, you couldn't get them all. And they're advancing on you guys. So based on dexterity as the metric for who goes first, they jump at you guys.
Okay.
They're going to start making attacks.
Oh, goody.
Oh, goody indeed.
Oh, damn.
There are five of you, so... As before, D100 for each one of them, so who they're going after. Actually, you're up front, so I'm actually going to give you 40% of the possibility, because you made yourself a threat. Mm-hmm. So the first 40% belong to Mr. Dunn. That is not going to be... The first one's not going to be for him. The way this goes, I'm sorry, Goose. The way this goes, I rolled an 85, which puts it at the. I'm sorry, Goose.
I'm going to fuck you up again.
Oh my god, that's an 87.
Chimpanzee will rip your dick off if he gets a chance.
That's a 60. That's going to be Dr. Klein.
Oh no! They're going after the professors.
They're going after professors, yes. The fortunate thing is these things don't have a huge combat.
So how does dodge work if I want to dodge?
You roll your dodge skill after I determine whether or not I could potentially make a success on the attack. So let's just do the first one against Dr. Gibson. I have to re-roll that. It's cocked. All right, a 66 is too much for them. That first attack misses. Second attack is an 89. That misses as well. Now, Dr. Klein, that is a 96. They all whiff hard, but they are definitely trying to hurt you. Dexterity order, that takes us to... It takes us to Mr. Kennedy, Mr. Dunn, Dottie, and Dr. Gibson.
Okay.
It is all your initiative to make an action or attack.
Pop, pop.
Pop, pop. Okay. Mr. Kennedy is going to fire his gun. Take a shot, sir.
9. That's almost a triple success.
That is very much so. So that's a hard success. Do they have a dodge? Yes, they do have a dodge. So this one's going to dive for cover, or dive out of the way.
Okay.
And fails miserably. Kablamko! Do your damage.
5.
5.
This is quite.
Five is more hit points than this thing has. You shoot it right in the head. Bam! It goes
damn
down.
Dirty ape.
Mr. Dunn, the doctors have been attacked in spite of the fact that you were clearly intimidating. Are you going to let that stand?
No, I am not.
Oh, okay.
So I effectively, like, I'm assuming they kind of skirted around Dorian and went to attack the doctors?
Yes, that is exactly what happened.
So, I'm just going to turn around and clock one of the monkey people that ran past me.
Okay. Are you on your brass knuckles, or are they off?
I probably would have put them on.
Put them on? Okay. All right. So, since you were intimidating, I'll let it be that you had put them on. Because you saw where it was going. Okay.
I mean, yeah. Donald's using a gun. I think brass knuckles is pretty tame compared to
that. No, it's easy to pull out a gun and fire it. Taking out brass knuckles, putting them on, and then going for a punch, that's a lot of actions to be taking in the economy of what's going on. But because he's an experienced fighter, he realized he was getting intimidating and he was trying to draw their attention to him. He's prepared, I'd say. But go ahead. Yes.
So there's two on... Let's say
there's one on each of the doctors now, that Donald decided to stop the two-on-one and is now a one-on-one.
Okay.
Save me!
Yeah, I'm probably going to punch I'm going to punch the monkey man that's attacking Conrad.
Okay. Goose, make a luck roll for me while he's doing that. Go ahead.
I rolled a 34, which is a hard success, I think.
Okay, 41. Is that below your luck? That's below your luck score.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second there, Steve.
Okay.
Because Monkey Man rolled a 1 on his dodge.
Okay.
In spite of the fact that you are an experienced hand-to-hand combat fighter, he saw where you were going and he moved right out of the way.
All right.
Because, yeah, he had a critical success. Goose, the one with the club was the one that got shot in the head.
Okay.
That was the luck roll to see whether or not it was the one with or without the club.
Okay.
I'm going to try and, like, interpose myself between Monkey Man and Conrad then.
Okay.
Good sir. Appreciate it.
Roll a dexterity check for me.
I can do that.
Yeah,
17.
You slide yourself in, and this creature didn't realize what you were doing until you'd already done it, and now looks really mad that you did that. Dottie, what are you doing, Dottie?
Okay, so I'm thinking like two things. What's the likelihood of having, like, a King Kong situation where I can make them like me? Because I'm a pretty young lady. Also, how horribly wrong could that go? For a pretty young lady.
Is this a horror game? If you really want to know.
That's probably pretty fucking bad.
If you really want to try it, you can try and find out. But this is a horror game, so be prepared.
You know what? Let's just go with Switchblade then.
Yeah. Which one would you want to stab with your Switchblade?
Whichever one's closest to me, I guess. Like, how am I situated between them, and what's our health points for them?
Everyone's at full health right now. I rolled a 30. So... you would note that the one with the club versus the one with the bare hand is probably more of a threat to whoever it attacks.
All right. So
I will let you make the decision there as to whether or not you want to try to attack the more threatening one or attack the less threatening one.
Probably the more threatening one. Let's go that way.
Sure. All right. So I would like you to make your attack roll.
For my Switchblade, so we would use my weapon skill for that one?
Yeah, you should have a skill for it.
Yeah, I do. Okay. Ooh, 22.
All right, this is the second attack against him, so he has disadvantage against disadvantage to dodge. So what was, sorry, what was your score, and what was the, well, like, is it a regular or hard success?
It's a hard success. If it, is it, it's a, it matches, though.
It matches, like, the hard level? That's it. That's, yeah, a hard success, yeah. Okay. That regular success of his does not beat that. So, do your damage.
So then that's a 1d4 plus db?
Damage bonus. You don't have a damage.
Okay, so just 1d4.
You knife the bitch.
Fuck yeah, I did. 4? Is that good or bad?
4, that's 4 damage. So you do 4 points of damage. You run in and, I mean, you don't really have an idea of, you're not well-versed in basic anatomy, certainly not of this creature. But you kind of come in behind and stab up where you would imagine a human kidney would be. And you seem to have really hurt this thing. It drops its club. It's hurt bad enough. But it's still alive.
Can I, since I'm close enough, can I maybe, like, kick the club to someone on the team? Or is it not my turn anymore? Can I, do I have to?
Make a luck check and we'll see where it fell.
Okay. Oh. 53.
What's your luck score?
55.
It lands on your side, so you can kick at it. Make a strength check just to see how far it'll go.
Okay. I got a 66, so, like, not very far at all.
Yeah, you kind of nudge it like a foot. But, like, it's not a foot that takes it very far from you. Like, kick at it, but it kind of goes out like a foot, so it could still pick it up. Still within reach.
Okay.
And that takes us to Dr. Gibson. It is your
turn. I'm going to shoot the son of a bitch.
Shoot the son of a bitch.
I'm going to shoot the son of a bitch.
You are point blank. Actually, no, I think that's fine. Yeah, I think in Call of Cthulhu we don't have range penalties for handguns.
That's a 15.
15, that is definitely a success. What kind of success is that?
That is a hard success.
Hard success. Okay. Can he beat a hard success? With a 4, he absolutely can beat a hard success. It dives out of the way, rolls back up, and is ready to fight some more. And that takes us to the bottom of the batting order with Dr. Klein. Dr. Klein, what are you doing?
Dex of 50. Okay, so... Dottie has stabbed the one who was going for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It looks really hurt.
Okay. Can I try to trip it to the ground? Like, I want to attack and trip it. Not like...
Not trying to hurt it, you're just trying to knock it down?
Yeah, I'm trying to make it so it's easy for the guys with the guns to shoot next round.
Okay. I want you to make a contested dexterity check. Or, no, make it a contested strength check.
He beats me, I'll be real surprised.
Your strength against his dexterity. So you're trying to push him, he's trying to move out of the way.
Okay. I got 3 critical success.
Oh, you got a 3. That beats his 38 out of 70. So he goes tumbling down. They don't have luck scores. I'm going to say they have an even luck of 50. And we'll see whether or not he takes any damage in his fall. He does not. He hits the ground, but you can see that he's still raring to go. Well, he's still active. He's not knocked out or killed. And that takes us back to the top of the order. Let's see here. See if they're smart enough to figure out things are going badly for them. They are not. So, the one that you knocked down stands up. Because it's his turn to act. But we'll say that Dorian's still between the 2 of you. So he's got to make a decision as to whether he goes for Dottie or Dorian Dottie just shanked him, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that he went for Dorian because he rolled really high. Dottie would have been the easy go, so that would have been the lower score. And, okay, so, and the one attacking Dr. Gibson is going to continue attacking. So we'll start with Dr. Gibson. That is a 15 to hit you, Dr. Gibson. Can you make a dodge roll for me?
Sure can.
You have to get a hard success.
Fuck no!
Okay. He's just using his claws here. Okay, he does 1 point of damage to you. As I said, these aren't very strong creatures. And the one attacking Mr. Dunn, he picked up his club as he stood up.
Hmm. Convenient.
It is. But didn't go very far, so he was able to pick it up. He was already on the ground. That is a 32 out of 40, so can you please roll a dodge roll?
You're muted, buddy.
I got 67 out of 70.
Okay. Your skill is higher than his skill for fighting. Your dodge skill is better than his skill for fighting, so you succeed. That's the way it's supposed to go. It's not supposed to be aggression is the winner in Call of Cthulhu, which was something I said in the previous investigation. So he misses. Whiffs right in front of your face, but it's close. Like it brushes past your nose as you push your head back to get out of the way. And that brings us back to the large glut of initiative for the group. I will let you guys decide who's going to go first. It can go in the same order as before, or it can be a different order if you want.
Jacob's going to go first, because he may not live this round. Eric picks on me all the time.
I do not. The dice pick on you. Blame your wife. Sheep off the dice.
Are we going to, like, start a pool for how many characters Goose can go through?
All right, I roll the critical success to hit
critical
him.
Success?
Yep.
Hard success. He rolled a critical dodge. He rolled a 7.
Dope.
I'm rolling like on fire here. In some ways more than others. All right, who's next? Is it Dottie with her shield? Oh, it's Mr. Kennedy.
No, fail.
Fail.
Okay. Dorian will punch Monkey Boy.
Go for it.
Just a regular success. 80 out of 84.
A 16 is a hard success. Dodge it. This guy with one hit point, I'm telling you. Dottie, you going to try and ship him again?
Still feeling stabby. Let's do it.
Stabby, okay. Make that attack.
Okay. 87.
I don't have to look at your skills to know that.
Oh.
Okay, that takes us through the batting order again. A lot of lack of success there, but we are now the big batting order, and we do it to Dr. Klein.
Yes. The guy that Dottie just tried to take a stab at, Dr. Klein will... give the boot to do a brawling attack.
Give him the boot.
All right. So that is a 27 out of 33 for a regular success.
Regular success. That is a regular defense. What is your attack skill again?
Brawl, 33.
Oh, shoot. I've been looking at the wrong value there. Oh, his dodge is the same value as his attack, so it makes it easy. 33, he has a 40 for dodge, so he succeeds. Much in the same way that Dorian succeeded. Actually, no, wait. I am sorry. He already dodged Dorian's attack. So he had a disadvantage for that. He had disadvantage for that. Or did you miss Dorian? No, he dodged. Well, that's actually better. So, yeah, he still dodges. Sorry.
No.
It was a 23 or a 33 out of 40. So that brings us back to them. Let's see how they feel about their current situation. Oh, well, with a 5, they suddenly realize that 2 against 5 is bad math. The one with the club drops it and starts pulling back, and the other one seeing that one pulling back decides that it's not worth it either, and they start withdrawing into the cave system. And you all suddenly start taking a look around. You see larger ones, smaller ones, male, female. This seems to be their home. You're walking into where they live.
We broke in.
As they start hooting amongst themselves and making noise, you see that they're not willing to continue fighting you. And if you take a step forward, they seem to start getting out of your way. They're not going to get in your way any further. It's up to you what you want to do from here. But since we have finished combat, we'll pick that up in the next episode of Call of Cthulhu. With me tonight was Kate.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Graham.
All right. Take care, y'all.
Mark.
I have 50-50 tonight.
Goose.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.
And Steve.
Have a good night, everybody. I miss everything.
And I am Eric. I have been your keeper of arcane lore as we go through this investigation of Call of Cthulhu. Thank you for listening. If you want to find us in the socials, look for us at linktree.com/COJ Roleplaying. Until next time, it's going to be spooky. We'll see you later. Bye.